We solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have
Nadine, your happy Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your rejoicing Ravenclaw.
Yes.
Yes, we're happy.
We're very happy today.
Yes, because we got questions from fans and write-ins from fans. So we're just going to highlight some and talk about the question.
Yeah.
Nadine, yeah. What's our question?
Yeah, which makes us really happy, guys. So you should write in and we will highlight you.
All the questions.
Yes, please send them. So we'll just start off. Tori, what was the question we got?
I asked you that. Anyway, our question from our fan was, would an animagus be able to breed with the animal that they turn into? For example, Sirius Black mates with a female dog and has a litter of puppies. The short answer is no. The longer and backed up answer is no, and this is why. We're going to state some things about why this is a no.
It's a no for me.
It's a no for me. So the first one is that Animagi, they retain their selves, like their person. Like they are fully conscious humans. Their body literally just changed. Like I think Nadine, when we talked about Animagus, like she talked about how there's two heartbeats. Like, yes, you become like the animal and stuff like that. And you do kind of get some of those instincts, just like small things. It's not overwhelming like it is with a werewolf.
Right. Different.
Very different. So there are times in the Harry Potter series where the animagi. That makes me sound like I'm saying anime guy.
I have no idea.
We're going to have to talk about this. It's okay. But anyway, they have a better affinity with regular animals like Sirius Black and his little buddy Crookshanks. Crookshanks does a ton of stuff for Sirius. Like, mm-hmm. He literally somehow gets Harry the Firebolt. He purchases a broom. It's a freaking cat. I just have to say, there's definitely some sort of, like, relationship.
Yes.
But I really, honestly, truly believe that the relationship never would go beyond, like, a friendship. Like, the one you have with your cat, dog, mouse, ferret, whatever you have. Snake, even. I don't know. No judgment.
I agree.
But I honestly, I really honestly think there's like a line, and you as a human self know. However, we are going to point out the very big, when you don't know. And that's when they're werewolves, which is weird because werewolves are people too, right?
Right.
So it's very important to note that when a werewolf transforms, that he or she loses all human sense and all state of mind. They become completely uncontrollable and deadly. Like, they would attack their own friend.
Exactly.
Whereas an animagi can change at will, and they can be friends with a werewolf, but they're still them.
They can be friends.
They can be friends. just have to say it. Let's see here. So we talked about this, and I was trying to find out when and where. And I think it was in our werewolf episode, or it was our magical creatures episode, which I couldn't find my exact wording. So I just kind of like re-looked it up. There is a pack of wolves that live at the Forbidden Forest. Yes. That's why everyone says that there are werewolves that live in the forest and everyone's scared to go in there. Mm-hmm. It is actually the litter of two werewolves that made it at the full moon. And then they're just like crazy, intelligent, smart wolves. Because there's some little...
There's human in them.
Like extra brain waves going on.
Yeah.
So...
Extra brain waves. I like that one. extra brainwaves.
Extra brainwaves. Yeah. So that happened. They are intelligent, normal wolves. They do not have any of the evil, savage, human flesh-eating werewolf stuff that goes on. I still just, yeah. We talked about it. I remember just being flabbergasted that it even happened.
Yeah.
Because that means two human people that went crazy. Went crazy. Anyway, beyond that.
That is funny. And, you know, like, wolves are already really intelligent species as it is.
Right.
So I can only imagine how intelligent that pack of wolves is. It's kind of interesting and cool to think about.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's awesome. I also wanted to note for this person with their question about anime guy, the dude sitting in his basement watching anime. No, I'm just kidding. The Ministry of Magic does have a Department of Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. And in the Harry Potter lexicon, they talk about how this department has the responsibility for all types of magical creatures, including the difficult... the difficulties arising from the definition of creature, which made me think of anime guys, like the animagus. But it also says this department strictly controls the breeding and the sell of magical creatures. So I just kind of like, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm pretty sure someone would freak out.
Yeah. Pretty sure Hagrid's probably broken several of these rules that they have too.
It would be a bad day for Bob at the government if and when this ever happened. And there's not very many people that can accomplish and actually become an animagus, so I'm not super sure it's going to happen. And the majority of them are birds for some weird reason, or Rita Skeeter, who's a flipping bug.
Yeah. Well, and you all, as our fans, should listen to our animagus episode. It's very interesting, the process that it takes to become an animagus, and you like see the animal in the final step, and I just want to know how Rita Skeeter felt when like a beetle popped up and she's like, no, it's too late now, gotta go.
She's like, yep, that's it, whatever. She probably was like, yes, something small.
Perfect.
Sneak in. I'm just pretty sure Peter was really let down when he realized he was a rat.
Yeah.
It's fine.
They should have seen that coming.
Yep. It was very telling.
Yeah. So hopefully that answers our fans' question. If you have further questions on it, let us know. And we will clarify or expound on any of it. And if you have follow-up questions, let us know. And then the next thing we wanted to do tonight on our podcast is highlight one of our awesome fans. Her name is Jackie, and she reached out to us. And so I'm just going to read what she sent. She gave us her wizarding profile information, and so we highly encourage all of you to reach out to us and tell us your profile, too.
Yeah, we want
to
know about you guys.
Everyone. Yeah, like, this is some of my favorite stuff about the wizarding world, is like diving into your wizarding profile and comparing it to how you are in the muggle world and all of that stuff. Like, it's super interesting and we really love to do it. So you guys should always reach out and let us know your profiles if you feel up to it. So this is from our beautiful fan Jackie. She says, I've just started listening to your podcast. Here's my story and profile. I'm a Hufflepuff. My Patronus is a Minx cat. Did I say that right? Minx?
I think so. And it's really cute. Manx, it's like a little brown cat.
Minx cat. And my wand is Pearwood with Dragonheart string core, 10 1/4 inch, and quite bendy in flexibility. And my Ilvermorny house is a Thunderbird. I got into the series when my dad bought me the books for Christmas, and I was about 11 when the movies started coming out, and I even have a Deathly Hallows tattoo. My best friend even made us homemade wands. My favorite characters are Sirius, Remus, and Tonks. The job I would love to have in the magical world would be working with the magical creatures. My favorite book is Prisoner of Azkaban, and that's also my favorite movie, which I thought was super interesting, because usually people that love the third book don't like the movie because of everything that's left out.
My hand is raised. I am one of those people.
Yes, but we share that Prisoner of Azkaban's my favorite book.
It's a good one.
So
it's a very good one.
And also, you said some of your favorite characters, like Remus, that's my favorite. And I'm a Hufflepuff, so I feel like we're just bonding on
I wanted to just, like, throw in there, so her wand is made of pearwood, and that's Ange's wand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let's remind everyone what pearwood is.
Pearwood is gold-toned, which would be really cool. They are never found in the possession of a dark wizard. Pearwood wands are the most resilient. Even after years of use, it still looks brand new. And they are usually found with a witch or wizard with warm-hearted, generous, and they are popular and well-respected.
Nice.
So, Jackie, you're freaking awesome.
Jackie. I mean, that fits her well into the Hufflepuff house. Like, all That's of true. That. That's awesome. And, I mean, Thunderbird. We've got Thunderbirds here, too. Jamie's a Thunderbird.
Jamie is for sure. And Lexi and I have both scored on both Pukwudgie and Thunderbird. So
that's right.
Part Thunderbird.
Part Thunderbird, part Pukwudgie.
Pukwudgie with wings. That's what we are.
That's amazing. I love her story that her dad bought her the books for Christmas.
And that cool Deathly Hallows tattoo.
And I love that your best friend made you homemade wands. My best friend I don't think she made me the wand, but on one of our birthdays forever ago, I think we were like 13, she gave me one of the first wands of like Hermione, but it was almost an inch wide. Like, it has got it is a thick,
it's got some heft to
and
it,
and it's like plastic. That's a sign of a good friend. That's all I'm saying.
I love it.
And that's awesome that you want to work with magical creatures, too. I think Grace said something similar in her career. She either wanted to be with magical creatures or herbology. I don't remember. Either way.
Yeah, something.
I feel either like way. You're just this awesome version of like Newt Scamander right now. Hufflepuff.
That's right.
Magical creature.
Oh, yeah. An awesome gold wand.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I think that's awesome. Pearwood, that's like, you can't... That's hard to compete. That's with, like, it's never in possession of a dark wizard. That is strong words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Jackie, for reaching out to us. We loved hearing from you. And, all our other listeners, reach out and we'll highlight you too.
Yes, please. Tune into our other recordings. You can go deeper into Animagus, the werewolves, magical creatures, even wizarding pets. They're pretty fun ones. And, of course, all of our first episodes, we apologize for the sound, but they all go into our backgrounds, our wizarding backgrounds. And they're awesome.
I know.
They're very in-depth, too. I think we had to separate them.
We don't
because
mess them
we,
around.
Like, talked for, like, 3 hours. They are not 3 hours long, but we separated them, and it's great. But remember to follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Leave us your insight and your questions, because this was fun, and we like this.
We love it. Mischief managed.